they updated the Mixlr app for the first time in ages. And I don't, so it prompted me to log in again. And I don't have the Facebook app installed on my iPad, so I can't easily do that there. So this is on my phone. I think I have the Twitch app installed on my iPad. For a minute, I thought about just launching that and going out to Twitch and seeing how that would work. But the stuff they specifically mentioned fixing in the patch notes were, like, Facebook login related, so I guess it makes sense that I would have to log in again. It's probably due to platform changes on the Facebook end or something, if I had to guess. Like, oh, we gotta update to some different API. Whatever. Streamlabs app. Is that better? It's just better for mobile. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll grab it just in case. I'll test that out one of these days. Because it is a little silly, I guess, in the grand scheme of things, that I'm paying to stream on Mixlr when I could just go to Twitch and not pay. Well, I don't know. Audio-only streaming is good from just like a bandwidth perspective. Just a, you know, instead of streaming out a picture of the ceiling of my car or the roof of my car, from an iPad that's just like sitting on the seat, you know.
Miami on January 15th, warrior defending his
audio just started playing. I don't know if you can hear that. I don't know what's going on.
But they had to add a Piper Savage and Hogan Perfect.
Out of nowhere, just here you go. Why the fuck? What the fuck? I killed the app, and it's still playing. Almost into San Francisco. I need to take this iPad out of the car and charge it because it doesn't, it's not getting charged in the car as well. I need to buy a new lighter adapter thing because one of the ports on that died, so I had to plug the iPad into one of the USB ports on the car itself, which is not charging it as well, I think. And so it's always perpetually, like, at 10%, which is no good.
your banks up like you moving that yayo. Somebody go and make sure Carucci okay though. I hope she think I'm trying to get a coochie to Quavo. They always want to beat it up, goon up the pussy. Man, maybe I should let them auto tune up the pussy. All these Bow Wow challenge niggas lying and shit. Many sweaty rock niggas say I am my shit. Drake with the 100 million, he always buying me shit. But I don't know if the pussy red though, if he crying and shit. Meek still be in my DMs, I be having to duck him.
I used to crank the dogs like this.
Face ass when I fuck him. Man, Uzi is my baby, he ain't taking the L. But he took it literally when I said go to hell. Used to fuck with Young Thug, I ain't addressing this shit. Who caught him in my dressing room, still in dresses and shit. I used to get this nigga with a list of Texas and shit. How you want the pussy, can't say your S's and shit.
Dreams of fucking one of these little rappers.
Cause he made it out of special ed. You wanna fuck me, you gotta get some special head. Cause this pussy had these niggas on some special meds. Like Mike Tyson, he was biting my shit. Talking about, yo, why you got these niggas fighting this shit. Wanna real, I should make these niggas rap for the pussy. Young and main Lady Luck got the strap for this pussy. And I would've had a real bet from banging the cake. Till I saw him hopping out of cars, dancing to Drake. I've been a five-star bitch, man, worth the Gotti. I'ma do that nigga Future Dirty, worth the Scotty. Had to cancel DJ Khaled, boy, we ain't speaking. Ain't no fat nigga telling me what he ain't eating. YG in the game with the hammer yelling gang gang. This ain't what I meant when I said a gang bang. Tekashi won the Minaj, I said Treyway. Curved him and went to Kim and Kanye way. Cop the Barbie dream house and you can play the part. I ain't trying to bust it open in the trailer park.
Dreams of fucking one of these little rappers.
I'm just playing,
I'm playing. Dreams of fucking one of these little rappers.
Why is there fucking so much traffic right here? There's never traffic here.
You know I'm all about them talents. I can't support in the palace. I let them come in.
Fuck.
Be party. Ball in the pond.
Yelling gang gang.
What?
This ain't what I meant.
Song over here too.
Gang bang. Tekashi on the Minaj. I said Treyway. Curved him and went to Kim and Kanye way. Cop the Barbie dream house and you can play the part. I ain't trying to bust it open in the trailer park.
Come to see me without no drawers. In a stretch flex with about 10 doors. I was murdered. P. Diddy named me pretty. Did it for the money. Now can you get with me? People want to know who is he. He be busy. Spray so much dizzy. Girls get dizzy.
About where we might be concerned today. The area that causes me the most concern and heartburn is from the Great Lakes back through the panhandles of Texas and Oklahoma in this area, particularly right in here through the Midwest, the eastern two-thirds of Iowa. It's all coming together. Of course, that comes together at the same time that the Farm Progress Show kicks off today. I will tell you, I can be prepared to put a rain bottle on it. This is just the truth.
Some booze is if you brought Trish Stratus out tonight and Becky had words with Trish Stratus. That Toronto crowd would boo Becky in a second if she was in the ring with Trish Stratus.
Glancing but down, it looks like the iPhone version of the Mixlr app still cuts off chat.
On Monday Night Raw.
You know what?
Like, this is just sentences that are just getting cut off after like two lines.
Trish to be involved in the segment with the women. And it worked, though. They made it work, but it was just something that I wasn't expecting.
Yeah, and it seemed like it was ill-played, and you're right, it did work. You know, because Elias, again, is somebody that the fans want to cheer for. You put him in a ring with Trish Stratus, and they're having an argument. That Toronto crowd is going to side with Trish Stratus. Actually, probably anywhere, the crowd is going to side with Trish Stratus. It would have been interesting to see if they would have used Trish in a segment with Charlotte and Becky tonight. That could still happen. It could definitely still happen. I just don't think it will because we saw her last night. So,
well, it may not happen, but, you know, we can hope. It's always good to see Trish.
And, you know, obviously it's always good to see Trish, but I'm wondering what they do tonight to get that Toronto crowd to side with Charlotte over Becky. 877-344-4893, 877-FIGHT93. Let's go back out to the phones. Let's go out to Anthony in Jersey. Anthony, what's going on?
How's it going, guys?
What's up, Anthony?
My thought on the Braun Strowman thing is it seems like less of a heel turn and more of a just a simple booking decision, because they immediately booked the Shield versus Dolph, Drew, and Strowman like 30 seconds after Raw ended last night for that super show in Australia.
Yep.
Good.
Nigga, that's on the plan, and take it for granted. If y'all wanna, 'cause patient consultation, we will give you a solution that will get you out of your timeshare once and for all. Call 844-284-2
I've got to get out of this timeshare.
Or MoStarTransfer.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Put down the dirt sheets and turn on the radio. It's Buzz 9 a.m. to noon Eastern. Only on your
put down the dirt sheets and turn on the radio. There's something somehow dumber than the dirt sheets on. You thought the dirt sheets were terrible. Tune into this.
Back here on Busted Open, Dave LaGreca, Mark Henry. Football's back. And SiriusXM has it covered from every...
If you want to hear a guy's bad opinions about wrestling, co-signed by actual wrestlers...
Number one begins with a big weekend of marquee matchups. Joins us on Thursday for kickoff 2018. Every SiriusXM sports channel all day, looking ahead to the biggest stories and getting you ready for all the excitement. Kickoff 2018, Thursday and all weekend...
It's time to kick off 2018.
I'm sure Mark Henry's going to be
here.
Focused in on
it's almost September.
His Texas Longhorns and his Dallas Cowboys. So it's going to be very, very interesting to see what happens for this football season 2018, Mark.
Man, I'm so excited. Did you see the big news? Odell Beckham's $95 million contract.
Biggest deal ever for a wide receiver, huh?
Wow. You know, and the pressure's on him to really perform after being injured last year and having the setbacks that he had with his, you know, little partying stints in Europe. And so let's see if he's worth it.
Yeah, we're going to find out. And again, SiriusXM NFL Radio has you covered, and we have so many different college sports channels as well. So we got you covered right here.
No, really, there's like a fucking billion of them.
844-4893. 877-FIGHT-93. Let's go back out to the phones. Let's go out to John in New York. John, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hope you guys are doing well.
Thanks, John. We are.
Very good. Very good. Good to hear. Regarding this whole Braun Strowman thing, I think the fans are more disappointed with the booking rather than, oh, he's aligned himself with Drew and Dolph. I think it's just weird booking. I mean, last week the Shield reunited, which is always great. It's nostalgic. The fans love it. But it was just the fans didn't know how to take it because it's like, okay, the Shield is reuniting, but they're attacking Braun. I mean, Braun is like the most over organic babyface we have. And then the Shield is attacking them, which, you know, we understand the Shield's tactics, but, you know, we want to cheer for both, but we don't know who to cheer for in a way. So would it make more sense for last night's ending to have happened last week and last week's ending to have happened this week? This way, Braun could get some heat on himself for aligning himself with Drew and Dolph and then attack Roman, and then the Shield comes in and reunites and makes the save. And I feel like that booking would make more sense and not have the fans scratching their heads like saying, wait, what's going on here?
Well, John, it's a good call, and it goes back to what Bully was saying last week. Why? Bully asked the question, why? Why is the Shield reuniting? It didn't answer that question. And it does kind of look a little ass backwards if you think about it. Because let's just see what we know right now here on a Tuesday. We know that Braun is a heel because he has aligned himself with Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre. All three guys heels. You look at the Shield with Roman Reigns, your Universal Champion, Seth Rollins, and Dean Ambrose. Those are your faces. There's no doubt about it. So it does seem kind of odd that your faces would come out and attack three-on-one your heel. And then again, having your heel, quote-unquote, align himself because he has to, because the week before he got attacked by three guys. So you're right. Last night's ending probably would have made more sense if it happened the week before and then what we saw last week happen last night. But this is kind of a weird logic. It is a weird road to go down. It does seem like the story's a little wonky, but at the end of the day, you have what you have. And maybe this is another example of that gray area. Maybe when you look at the Shield and you look at Braun Strowman, you don't look at it as face or heel, but maybe it's just that gray area right now, Mark.
Maybe it's just dumb. Maybe it's just a poorly written thing. Maybe you don't look at it as a sensible thing. You just look at it and go, I don't know. Nope.
We did a party for Gay Pride, I guess it was. Gay Pride. This would have been way, this is when we first opened up the club, 05-06. And
I'm your free Sirius XM.
Of democracy, and basically when we ask for your opinions on new songs like this Cautious Clay tune Cold War, that really does affect what you end up hearing. If our faculty loves a song, you'll hear it more, and if they hate it, you'll hear it less. It's that simple. So sign up to be a faculty member via a link over at SiriusXM.com/SiriusXMU.
Noted.
Tinted lenses in a pink gelato. Falling out the window, hit me back tomorrow. Will always be the one tough fact to follow. Cause we aiming for the stars with a beating heart. Feeling these songs like a drunk cigar. Drop selling rocks and arms. Cause it only swipe right if you fuck the bottles. Welcome to the days of a broken shadow. But if we just smoke,
successful deal with Mexico. The details after a year of negotiations.
Back here on Busted Open, Dave LaGreca, Mark Henry. We will get back into the Braun Strowman conversation, but I do want to get into Kevin Owens. First of all, Mark, excellent match between him and Seth Rollins. On
excellent match. And an emotional Kevin Owens.
Yep. Not only
he's at home.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
He's at home. You know he wants to shine in front of his home crowd. And he loses, and that's tough. It's always taking a loss at home is always tough. But maybe Kevin's disappointment is not about losing that one match. It's about where he is in the show. Like the emphasis on him is not, he's not the focal point, and Kevin wants to be the star. And I can see him breaking down. And he said that he's like, I'm not going nowhere. And, I mean, we saw it before with Batista not leaving the ring. And it worked out. I mean, I think that here we are again in the same place. And with a guy that's more versatile. And now we got to watch it play out. We got to see what's going to happen. Because if he quit, then that's not the best thing for us as a fan base, because he is so damn entertaining.
Well, a couple of things you just said. One, you mentioned Batista, and it did remind
one,
me.
One, you're treating Batista this like a shoot, which, like, what the fuck?
In that ring, and he said, I quit after that big feud with John Cena. Another thing, too, is if you go to the WWE website, Kevin Owens is now in the alumni section of the WWE website. He's no longer a current superstar. He is now amongst the alumni. So I'm guessing in the eyes of the WWE, he truly did say, I
fucking
quit last night on Monday Night Raw.
Wow, man, that was fast. I mean, like,
fucking,
you know, Kevin is not.
Are you really having this fucking conversation?
What are they going to have to do to get him to come back?
Yeah, what? Oh, man. They have to get him back to the negotiating table for this fucking incredibly real thing. Definitely not a storyline thing.
So, that's where Kevin Owens is right now on the WWE roster when it comes to his status with the company. And, listen, obviously this is storyline related.
Oh!
But we saw it with Batista. Batista said, I quit. And he truly did quit. He left the company. I don't think that's the case with Kevin Owens, but... But, Mark, right now, if you were to guess, what do you think is next for Kevin Owens?
You know what? I think that they're going to have to make him a promise to get him to come back, and that's to be in the title picture. He doesn't see himself as being a focal point, being a guy that you can hang your hat on every week, as being the guy who's going to come and steal the show. He's like about the eighth or ninth guy right now, and I think he's better than that, and he's right to be able to protest.
Well, you said it. He can hang, but he can't win. We saw it with Braun Strowman. We saw it with Seth Rollins. You know, Kevin Owens is a guy that is almost there, but just can't quite get it. And you know what? He was there in that whole feud with John Cena
when he
first moved up to the main roster, which was awesome.
Getting into this drink right now.
He had that Universal Championship, though. It was just to hold it, to lose to Goldberg in record time. So it's going to be very, very interesting, A, what's next for Kevin Owens, and I do think he'll be back. It's just he'll be in championship. Honestly and truthfully, does he deserve to be in the title picture right now? He doesn't win.
I mean, but why not? Why not put him in a spot where he can shine? I mean, he's got the talent to do it. It's just a matter of, can he get put in that spot? And have you ever seen him have a bad match?
No, but we have seen, and if you watch the WWE Network, Vince McMahon wasn't happy with the match that he had with Chris Jericho at WrestleMania 33. So, I don't know. Kevin Owens is one of those guys that I can honestly ask the question, especially after what I saw last night. I honestly don't know what's next for Kevin Owens.
Well, I mean, we could always...
Thank you.
It's a harsh transition. Sign has a for rent sign, a law office sign. This is not a big building. And then a sign, the largest sign is just, it says some stuff in Chinese, and then on the same sign it just says no rims breathable bra. No rims breathable bra. like, does that mean like a no, like a un, like a no wire, like a not a wire, underwire thing? Bras sound terrible. You're back? No, right?
All right, it's a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Not quite the middle of the week, but there's always some news, especially when it's coming from the hood, and I have nobody better than producer Michelle to tell the people what the hell is going on today. So what do we got?
Well, we have some good news from Beyonce and Jay-Z, as they're going to donate $1 million in scholarships on the Run tour to Tour Cities. So, to qualify for this...
Yeah, that's
this,
like that applause marinate for a second. $1 million is a lot of money.
It is.
It's a lot. All right, let's go.
Okay, so to qualify, you have to be an exceptional senior in high school with financial needs.
Okay.
$100 will be put towards their enrollment in college or university for the academic year of 2018 to 2019.
$100?
$100,000.
Oh, okay. All right, $100,000. I thought you said $100.
I'm sorry, $100,000.
I was about to walk you back for a second. Like, hold up. All right, so $100,000. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So they must demonstrate academic excellence and show financial needs, obviously. And also, they have to reside in the tour markets that they are going on tour in. So it has to be Atlanta, Orlando, Miami, Arlington, New Orleans, Houston, Phoenix, Los Angeles, San Diego, Santa Clara, and Seattle.
Okay, that's what's up, man.
So there's a bunch of cities, basically. Yeah. But a lot of... This is good.
Yeah, this is great. I want to know what that, you know, what you said? Not only the financial part, but they have to be an exceptional student?
Yeah, they have to be academically.
Academically?
Yes.
Exceptional.
Mm-hmm.
What's the... I want to know what the hell is the grade on that? Hey, look, academic excellence for some people is a smooth 72. Maybe even a 75.
I mean, I'm guessing like people 3.7 and above.
What's passing these days?
GPA.
What do you think is the passing grade nowadays?
I don't know. I mean, when I was in school, I thought I had academic excellence.
You went to a bougie school, though.
I didn't go to a bougie school.
It's a bougie area of Maryland.
But I didn't go to a bougie school, though.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe 85 and above or 92 and above. What are we talking?
I thought they were going by, like, GPA.
GPA?
Yeah, that sounds like a 3.7
and above. 3.7? That's kind of high.
But that's, I guess, like academic excellence.
For $100,000, you better do your damn best. All right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me stop trying to go ahead and bring down the pool. All right, so 3.7 and better, I think.
You think, yes.
Yeah, right, it sounds good. But, I mean, that grade sounds good, but this right here sounds great.
Yes,
absolutely. Salute to Jay-Z and Queen Beyonce.
Absolutely.
What else we got?
So, Gucci, this is crazy. All right, so Gucci Man, his son's mother is suing him for $20,000 a month in child support.
Come on.
It's a crazy raise. So right now he pays $2,000 a month, and now she wants to raise it to $20,000 a month. So he was awarded to pay $2,000 a month originally because at the time his income was only $25,000 a month. But now that he's doing a lot, you know, far as music, movies, etc., his TV show that he had with his now wife, she's asking for more money.
Let me say this real quick, because I know there's a lot of women out there who have their own, you know, a lot of women and men, but a lot of women on there, they feel they're sensitive to this topic, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to understand, and look, I understand where, you know, with him, the amount of income that he has now has increased.
Yes.
So in most places, they would say, well, now that that's increased, maybe you should be paying more. But $20,000, that just sounds excessive. A month?
$20,000. And on top of that, she does want him to cover her $15,000 in attorney fees and take out a $5 million life insurance policy on himself.
What the fuck? Who is she talking to?
This is a lot of money.
Who is she talking to? Drew Rosenhaus? Who is she talking to right now? What, she got an agent? Come on, man. You want me to take out a $5 million life insurance on myself in case I die, so you get $5 million.
Yes.
Right? You want me to pay for all your attorney's fees, which is $15,000. And then you want me, in addition to that, to give you $20,000 a month. That's $240,000 a year. What is your child? What are you doing for your child? Like, what are you doing? What school? Are they the new Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? Like, what are they walking around in? Are they eating with gold-plated forks and spoons and knives? Like, what are you giving? That's $20,000 a month. That Gucci can't go ahead and put away. It's one thing if you say, yo, open up a CD. Or open up something where the kid won't have access to it. Neither will the parents until they're 18 or 21 years old. If they were to say something like that, I'd probably be like, all right, I understand. But when I hear shit like this, to me, it sounds like greed. And I've heard some people say, you know what, Rizzy? Nah, fuck that, because if the kid was with him, this is the type of lifestyle that your child would be enjoying already. Who's to say so? Have you ever learned, like, you ever, what's your man, Bill Gates?
Mm-hmm.
Your man don't even have them in the will. His kid's in the will. All right? There's most rich people or wealthy people out there, and I know he's not the only example, but there's most wealthy people out there. No, my kids will have to learn how to get it on their own. I'm going to make sure that they have good education, they have a great home, you know, great roof over their heads, they're clothed, they're fed, all of these things. But I'm not going to go ahead and be throwing money at them so they could do something like waste it when they get older because they're so used to it, they're spoiled. $20,000 is excessive.
I think it's a lot of money, too.
All right. I'm here. I'm going to go. Have a good Tuesday. I'll see you later.